You are listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Well, Louisiana has begun a new fiscal year that started July 1st. Much has been made of the state's budget situation, and come next July 1st in 2018, the state's one-cent sales tax will disappear. And unless state lawmakers act, there will be a $1.2 plus billion fiscal cliff, so to speak. With this in mind, it may be worth to understand what revenues the state relies on to deal with such things. State Secretary of Revenue Kim Robinson breaks things down for Public Radio WRKF in Baton Rouge.
Sales tax revenues are 36%, whereas the next closest category is individual income tax, which is predicted to be 25%.
Changes enacted in spring of 2016 altered the balance of those revenue streams. Individual income tax collections have also declined because of lost jobs, with Louisiana's unemployment rate currently the fourth highest in the nation. The following is an exchange between economist Jim Richardson and legislative fiscal analyst Greg Albrecht.
The employment numbers have fallen rather substantially.
From our peak point in December of 14, we're down just about 26,000 jobs. For all practical purposes, we've lost jobs in the highest wage sectors.
So if our income taxes really get a boost, we need to get jobs back in those areas.
Definitely.
Those job areas include oil and gas, where price declines have dropped the state's income from royalties and severance taxes to just 6% of total revenue. Currently, Louisiana gets a bigger chunk of its income from gaming, 9% of the total, but even that is stagnant. And as for corporate taxes, those account for just 4% of the state's total revenues. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.